I guess to start out, when did you start? I know obviously your goal was to win and be the survivor. During the course of the competition, was there a point where you said, I really have a shot at this?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of had the same strategy from day, you know, one or two. I realized that I was in this alliance with people who were not going to go back on their word to me. You know, I knew that Rick, Brendan, and Coach would all stay loyal to me, and Edna would as well. And so I suddenly saw a very clear path to the final six. And then when it came to the final six, it was like an onion. And there were, you know, alliances within alliances, and I was fortunate enough to be a part of almost everyone. So definitely from the beginning of the game, it seemed almost too true that there seemed to be this clear path in the end. But that said, you know, actually making it happen was much more difficult.
Right. And I know that at the watching last night, at the last challenge there, Ozzy said to the effect that was a $1 million puzzle. Did you, as in he had just lost $1 million, did you feel at that point that it was a $1 million puzzle in terms of you had just won it, or was there still some hesitation?
No, I knew that if I lost, if Ozzy won that challenge, I was going home that night. And so I knew that, you know, it was like, you know, penalty kicks and, you know, a soccer game. This was the last shot. There was no more redemption. So for me, it was a question of staying in the game. But again, I said, the whole time I felt like I had a shot to win it. I felt like I could give a good argument at Tribal Council. So definitely, yeah, when I won that, my first feeling was, thank God, now I have, at least I get a shot at it. And my second one was, holy crap, you know, I could do this.
And when you did that, obviously, you just said, sorry about that. You had thought you definitely had a chance at that point. So you really thought that it was win or go home then?
Yeah. Oh, it was definitely win or go home. I mean, even if Ozzy had kept me, even if Ozzy had won the challenge and kept me, Ozzy was gonna win the final tribal. Ozzy would have walked away with it.
Right.
So you know that was Ozzy's challenge. That was a $1 million challenge for Ozzy, and it turned out to be a $1 million challenge for me too.
Now
Ozzy's a fierce competitor.
Oh yeah. Now I saw that you also said that in that final tribal council, in one of your other interviews, you had a secret weapon in order to remain calm. That you had taken some.
Oh.
Of the
test, you. What interview is that? I haven't read any of these. Are you talking about my water bottle?
Yes.
Yeah. It's so funny. I for the final three breakfasts, we were given champagne and orange juice. And, you know, Albert and Coach, somehow they got in a fight about the orange juice, and they ended up breaking the orange juice and spilling it everywhere. And I was so angry because there was actually not that much orange juice. I said, listen, you guys screwed over the orange juice. The champagne is all mine. And so I filled up my water bottle that night with champagne. And it was fantastic because, you know, we were all super emotional. That's like, it was super stressful. And every time somebody said something bad about me, I just took a sip of champagne and smiled, and it definitely calmed my nerves. That said, I think I was a bit wobbly walking out of Tribal, but it was great.
Who was at the finale with you?
My parents were here, both my sisters were here, and then a friend from college and a family friend.
And what were their reactions when you finally got a chance to meet with them?
Well, so nobody, I didn't tell my family how I did. My sisters didn't know at all. I mean, they knew that my dad had come out for the family visit, but they didn't know what happened after that. And so it was a hard secret to keep. And I felt like I had won the million, but I wasn't sure. And so all this fall, I didn't tell them what happened. And then I was really cruel because about an hour before the finale started, I texted my sisters when they were in the audience, and I said, you know, I feel like you guys have really gotten your hopes up, and I don't want you to be disappointed. I just want to let you know that, you know, I didn't win the million. And apparently they were just devastated. So they watched the whole finale episode thinking that I hadn't won. And so they were absolutely, you know, shocked to hear I'd won.
Wow.
I think they swore at me when I went down and hugged them because they were so overwhelmed. They were much more shocked than I was.
Yeah. And have you had a chance to talk with any, I know obviously it's probably a media blitz today. Have you had a chance to hear any reaction from the community in Willsboro?
Well, I have my computer in front of me. It was ridiculous. Somebody had to turn my phone off last night when I was doing interviews after the show because it was just ringing off the hook. I mean, I think I had like 100 text messages and 200 Facebook messages, and I'm sure 90% of them were from people in the North Country, which is great. I don't think anybody in my cast has had such support. I mean, obviously the whole country is rooting for Ozzy, but it's so nice to have it coming from your hometown. And to have it be so, you know, from people that you've known since you were, you know, 5 years old. And it's very nice. And I was so glad I got to say Willsboro on TV because
yeah.
You mentioned it.
Yeah. Do you know when you're going to be back in the area and have a chance to celebrate with the community?
Yeah, I'm going to be back after Christmas for a couple of days. So I'm excited to see everyone for New Year's.
Excellent. Excellent. And so I know that one thing we talked about when this journey started was that you had said that one of your strengths coming from Willsboro was the ability to adapt and with others because of the closeness that you have in a small school. However, it seemed like through the show, a lot of people kind of saw that as something you didn't do as well. I know you've said that part of that reason is you didn't want to even be associated with the other tribe.
Yeah.
Do you think that was something as you kind of portrayed that it ended up being a weakness, or was this how you played the game?
Well, I think that when it post-merge, I think I didn't do very well with the other tribe. But I think what's important is if you look at the Upolu camp and the alliance that I created there, you know, I managed to make an alliance with, you know, a rancher, a dragon slayer, a dating coach, and, you know, a 19-year-old guy with two kids, you know, 50 tattoos and a wife.
Right.
And that's a pretty hodgepodge group of people. And at times, you know, they were a hard group of people to be around. But I still stand by it that, you know, in Willsboro and in the North Country, you can't pick your friends. There's not enough people. And I felt that way in Upolu. You know, there was only 9 of us there. There were 5 in the alliance. It was, you know, that was probably one of the weirdest alliances in Survivor history. And a lot of people have said to me, I can't believe how much patience you had. You know, that is such a strange group of people. And I think that's true. I think that Willsboro really helps with that. You know, just learning. It's one of the greatest things I learned from the show is I grew to really appreciate everybody out there. You know, everybody had strengths. And I think Willsboro helped.
Yeah.
Willsboro helped recognize.
Yeah, and we talked about that reaction locally in Willsboro and the loyalty you had from there. What was it like going to class on Thursdays?
Oh, it's funny. People in my medical school weren't that, they weren't that into Survivor. They weren't really watching it much. I don't even think a lot of them knew I was on it. I think they all know now, but, no, it's been nice, actually. I don't get recognized at all. I think I've been recognized, like, 4 times in New York, which is nice because it's been really overwhelming here in L.A. It's nice to, you know, do my thing and go to class and study, and then suddenly on Wednesday night I'm on national TV, which is weird, and then to be able to wake up Thursday and, you know, still hang out with my friends like normal. I'm sure they're all going to be really excited when I go back. But I spend so much time in the hospital that I don't see anybody.
Now, you had talked about, obviously, with school, you talked about that with the money, med school costs were going to be a big priority. Are there any like personal buys or little extras that
you're
thinking?
I really haven't thought of anything. I think the one thing that I'll do, I like the idea of, you know, one weekend, if I have a 3-day weekend, I like the idea of just getting a ticket and going somewhere. I think I'd like to splurge and travel one, you know, do something that I would normally never do and go somewhere. But other than that, yeah, med school is quite a lot. It's going to take a big chunk out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. And also too, I guess in terms of being the survivor and everything you did over those 39 days, I'd ask which is more grueling, those 39 days or the media tour that you've been on today?
Oh God, the media tour. The media tour. No, obviously Survivor.
Yeah.
But no, I actually haven't slept since the finale. I was out until 5, and then this thing started at 5:30. So I'm not running on very much right now. I have a Cafe Americano and a Diet Pepsi in front of me, and that's keeping me awake.
I'm